I tell you what, our foster carers through CAFS wrap their arms around our young people. Problem is, the need just keeps growing and there's not enough carers. But maybe you can help out. Let's find out how you can get involved today. Joining me from CAFS once again is Tari Mapfumo. Tari, good morning to you.
Good morning. Good to see you again.
It is good to see you again, Tari. And unfortunately, the messaging sort of just rolls on. As you told me off air, the need just keeps on growing. What's driving it, do we know?
Thank you so much for that question. Look, on an average night, we've got across the state, we've got over 1,500 children needing a placement. And the carers as well, in terms of just not having carers available, then the need really keeps increasing because we've got young people that are needing a home and we don't have the carers to match the need.
Yeah, so foster care has really dropped away during COVID, but that's many years ago now. So we're really asking this group of people, and indeed, new volunteers to come forward.
Because what's happened over COVID, you've rightly pointed that there was a drop in that, and a lot of people are still trying to recover, to be honest, from the COVID situation. And a lot of people haven't gone out there to find out what else is there to do. And because of the gap that we've had, you know, in terms of COVID happening and information sessions probably not happening as much, less people have come forward to become carers. So what we're saying is we want to get the message out there that we are in need of carers, and we're trying to find creative ways to make sure that people get the information, curious to find out what is foster care, you know, how does that work, how do I become a foster carer? So that's the message that we're trying to take out there.
Now, Tari, you call it home-based care.
Yes.
What does that actually look like in the home? What happens?
So home-based care, what happens is if a child has is not able to live with their biological parents for different reasons and they've come into the care of the minister, what happens is we look for families. Or it could be a single person, could be people from culturally and linguistically diverse communities, could be same-sex couples. We look for people that are over 21 that have got a home and a spare bedroom that are willing to have a young person live with them in their home. So what that actually looks like is like any other home setting where, you know, if the young person is going to school, they go to school, they come back home, you do dinners, you celebrate birthdays together. Same things that we would do for our own families, our own children.
To me, if you think about a stereotypical foster family, it's probably, you know, an older mum and dad and their kids have left and they've got spare rooms. But Tari, as you've just pointed out, throw that out the window. It could be anyone.
It could be anyone listening right now who is over 21. And I think that's, you know, the messaging that we want to really bring across, because sometimes, you know, people look at their situations and say, oh, I can't really commit to something that is a long term. But what we're saying is there are different types of carers. You know, sometimes you can be a short term carer, emergency, respite. Sometimes you'll just be able to provide some weekend respite. So it's taking the first step. You know, once you get in, you realize, I could do this a bit longer. So we're really asking people to take that first step.
And Tari, through CAFS, you're never on your own. The training's there and the support is always there.
It is amazing. There is support that is offered through the phone or face-to-face. There's also comprehensive training that's done prior to being accredited as a carer. So it's really important to make sure that our carers are well supported. So that that opportunity to have a support person, so practitioners that are skilled, and we use our therapeutic framework that we use at CAFS is called TBRI. And it talks about connection. So it helps. It really does help when the practitioners that support carers and their families are well connected with the carers, and they're able to offer that support that's needed. So carers are never alone. There's wraparound supports for them. And we do have even a 24-hour line where if there's a crisis, they'll be able to call that number and there's always someone at the end of the line.
What about if someone's listening this morning thinking, yeah, I want to help, but, you know, my finances are a little bit tight at the moment. Are your expenses covered? Will you be out of pocket?
So that's a very good question. When you become a foster carer, so there's a foster care allowance that comes through the department, and that allowance would definitely help to cover cover the basic needs that a child would need in a home. And it's really important to highlight as well, because I guess that's been one of the reasons why people are afraid to take that first step, because from an economical context, things are really hard for a lot of people. And rightfully, you've asked, and there is that foster care allowance that's provided.
Yeah, that's good peace of mind, Tari. Thanks for sharing that information with us. Hey, exciting news today. Now, you've got some online sessions coming up, but drum roll, please, if we had a budget to afford a drum roll, you've got a face-to-face session coming up, the first time since, 2020, I guess.
Since COVID, Ballarat, it's happening.
Hey.
There is a face-to-face information session, because I know that our catch-up is quite short and people could have so many questions. Write those questions down. Come and join us at our information session. It's on our website. It's been advertised on our website, which is cafs.org.au.
Mm-hmm.
You'll be able to see the location and the exact time so that you'll be able to come and ask. And no question is silly. Bring all those questions. We want to hear them and want to be able to respond to them.
Mm. So there you go, whether online, face-to-face, or even if you just want to have a chat to one of Tari's team, reach out to CAFS, cafs.org.au. Tari Mapfumo, thanks for your time on Ballarat today.
Thank you.